Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, February 19th, 2024. This morning I will talk about glimpses of transcendence. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty and ever-present Father, all praise and honor, power and dominion, truth and justice are yours. Because you stand outside our universe and time, yet make yourself available to us in our personal lives and pain. Forgive us when we remain aloof from those around us in need of our care. Thank you for the example of Jesus of Nazareth, who was not afraid to reach out and touch those that he came in contact with. In the power of your Holy Spirit, guide us through these treacherous times, while our world falls apart and we find ourselves alone in the midst of uncaring crowds. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In John 15:5 we read, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. Transcendence is closely related to the word metaphysical, which expresses the idea of existence beyond the normal physical reality. Transcendence is a concept from theology, not a biblical term. Yet Jesus' parable of the vine and the branches shapes a similar concept, expanding on the role of connection in the parable. Consider the penalty for not remaining in connection. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered into the fire and burned. The vine roots or grounds the branches, providing water and sustenance. Being cut off from the vine leads to withering, which is much like ignoring the self-referencing problem, which leads to instability. While an agricultural metaphor sounds worldly or earthly to our ears, it communicates on a level that we all immediately grasp. The self-referencing problem is more of a mathematical abstraction that requires a bit of thought or explaining. Jesus was more straightforward. He never claimed to be a theologian or a mathematician and could not be expected to speak like one. Two transcendent stories come to mind from my own experience. The first story comes from a conversation that I had with one of my kids when they were growing up. At that time, the president was known to be athletic and especially favored basketball. What difference would it make, I asked, if the president of the United States set aside his state duties every Saturday morning just to play basketball with you? Would that make you feel special, like someone whose life had value? What would your friends say? In prayer, the Creator of heaven and earth takes time to listen and speak with us, personally. It is kind of like the basketball date with the president. Yet in our self-centered ways, we miss the imparting of tremendous value that personal prayer infers on us. Treating Jesus as nothing more than our occasional buddy actually demeans us as individuals, because our value as individuals is a derivative of the praise and honor we place on God. The second transcendent story is much more personal. Prayer plays an increasingly important role in my life as I get older. For much of my life, I yearned for a mentor who would recognize my special talents and worth as a person and mentor me in developing those talents and elevating my worth in a rather dispassionate and lonely world. The fact that no such human mentor ever made an appearance led to an enormous amount of self-pity for many years. What changed with age was the realization that in Jesus I had a divine mentor who had guided me through his Holy Spirit all along. Setbacks that I experienced morphed into opportunities. I kept experiencing gracious accidents in time and place that elevated my career, enhanced my salary, and grew my pension through no merit of my own. The thing about gracious accidents is they are not something that you can anticipate and pray for, Although living a Christian lifestyle helps prepare one for humbly getting ready for and accepting such accidents, recognizing them as gifts from God leads one to funnel such gifts into godly uses, like educating your kids or supporting worthy causes. For the foolish, gold coins can easily slip through the fingers, and predictably do. Far from being infrequent or highly theological, these glimpses of transcendence have strengthened my spirit and expanded my prayer life, a common experience. Thus, the parable of the vine and the branches plays a special role in my daily experience of God. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.